Thank you very much to our Young at Heart choir for helping opening our worship today. For quite a few of these folks, they're not choir singers. This is often when we pop them up, this is only their second time they sang as part of our group. So thank you for being willing to do that. We're here this morning to celebrate harvest. And before us, we have some harvest goodies. We've got lots of apples and all sorts of things down there, a big pan of beetroot. Some of which will be auctioned off at the end of the service through in the hall as we have our soup lunch. So a warm invitation to everyone to join us in the hall afterwards. The harvest offering from the sale of the produce is going to go to the Christian Aid Indonesia appeal, which is an urgent appeal that's come through following the tsunami there in the last week or two. And the money from the lunches will go to the harvest appeal. So Maureen says she's made some nice boxes that are quite clear. So if you want to give to one and choose which one, or you want to give a little to both, that's absolutely fine. It's up to you. But the money will go to those two specific appeals from Christian Aid. And I'll say a wee bit more about Christian Aid's work later on in the service. A number of intimations just to give you just now. Thursday afternoon, we have Messy Church at 3:30 along in the Kirk Centre. As always, a warm invitation to anyone who wants to come along. If you've never been to Messy Church and are just intrigued as to what it might be, you're very welcome. Come along and see what it is. It is meant to be for all ages. You don't have to be a child to enjoy it. I think the adults get as much from it as the younger ones. I know I certainly do. I have a great time. And so it's 3:30 through till 6:00. And the added bonus is that you'll get your supper at the same time. So you can come to Messy Church and go home having been fed. It's fine. It keeps your evening free. I've explained about the soup. I've got one intimation here. Yes, the care group have their coffee morning next Saturday along in the hub. Just a wee prod in your direction to remind you that that's on and to encourage you to come along and support that. And then one final little intimation that I want to say. Is Daisy here? Where's Daisy? Where's Daisy? Where's Daisy? Are you here? Somebody told me it's a special day today. Is that right? Is it, what's special about today? It's her birthday. So do you think we can maybe sing a wee happy birthday? We'll manage that. That'd be all right. We'll all sing happy. Right, if I count to 1, 2, 3, we'll just sing it. Emily, you don't need to play if you don't want to. 1, 2, 3, oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daisy. Happy birthday to you. And we do hope you have a happy birthday, and it's lovely that you've come along, and I know you came to surprise Granny this morning, and that was a really nice thing to do on your birthday, so have a lovely, lovely day. We are here, as I said, to celebrate the harvest, and we've come to worship God in thanksgiving. From pilot fish to blue whale, from grey elephant to field mouse, from mountain range to ice field, this is a wonderful world. From blue sky to red earth, from green fields to orange sun, from yellow flowers to purple fruit, this is a colourful world. From banquet tables to hungry mouths, from supermarket shelves to barren fields, from rich resources to desert environment, this is an imbalanced world. Let us worship the God who brought imagination to life, who let the colour sing and calls us to live more justly in creation. This is our harvest service. Let us give worth to the Creator and rededicate ourselves to give worth to our world the Creator asks us to transform. We stand to sing hymn 233 in your hymn books. Come, you thankful people, come. Come now to God in prayer. Lord of harvest, creation is in your hands. You brought life to existence. You sustain life through your Spirit. Bless you, Lord. From our soul, we praise you. We thank you for setting the earth on its foundations, covering it with greenery and with water, for mountains and valleys, lakes and streams, urban and rural. We thank you for providing resources for the animals of our planet, habitats and homes, for sunshine and rain and the crops in our fields. We thank you for the kaleidoscope of colour in our world. We thank you for human beings created in variety and individuality. In wisdom, you connect all things together in one creation and make it work. Lord, you never hide your face from us. Even when we become a people who think stewardship over creation means the invitation to do what we like, when we plunder the planet's resources and risk scarcity for future generations, correct our ways. When we hoard the good things for ourselves and say others need to provide for their own needs, correct our ways. When we abuse our animals by mistreating them or counting them merely as one of our own sport, correct our own ways. When we disrespect our fellow humanity by marginalising them and insulting them, correct our ways. Let wickedness be no more. Bless you, Lord, from our soul we praise you. You are kind and merciful. Renew us in your image as we pray together Jesus' own words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Ben, where are you? my glamorous assistant this morning. We're going to have some soup after church today. Who here likes soup? Do you like soup? Oh, you love soup. What's your favourite kind of soup? Tomato soup. Right, that's lovely, Ben. Thank you very much. Well, I thought we might have a go at making some soup. And I've got a great big pot over here full of all the ingredients that I need. All my ingredients here in this carrier bag. Other supermarkets are available. Okay, right. I have a wee story to tell you about soup. Let's hear a little story about soup. There were some travellers who came to a village carrying nothing more than an empty cooking pot. Empty cooking pot. And upon their arrival at the village, the villagers were unwilling to share any of their food stores with the hungry travellers. So the travellers got to a stream and they filled the pot with water and they dropped a large stone in it. I won't drop it, but it's a stone. So the stone went in the pot. The villagers became a little bit curious and asked what they were doing. And the travellers said that they were making stone soup. And it tasted wonderful, although it needs a little bit of garnish to improve the flavour, which they were missing. And so the villagers don't mind parting with a few carrots to help them out. We'll put the carrots in the pot. Carrots in the pot. Okay. Another villager comes by inquiring about the pot, and the traveller again mentions their stone soup, which hadn't quite reached its potential yet. And the villager hands them some potatoes. Two potatoes. So that goes in the pot as well. Do you think it's sounding like good soup?
No.
No? Okay. Patience. So more and more villagers walk by and they add different ingredients. So what have we got here? What's that?
A leek.
So that can go in the pot as well. Is that good for soup? You think? Yep. And another villager came by and maybe added some. What do you else think a soup might need?
Tomatoes.
Oh, I don't have
onions.
Tomatoes. Onions. Onions go in the soup as well. And how about, what's that? It's real, honest. Well, I hope it's real. What's that then? A squash, isn't it? So that went in the pot as well. And so we can now give it a stir, can't we? Do you think it's going to be fine, good soup? No? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the soup bubbled away and it bubbled away. And then the travellers thought, well, actually, the soup might be ready now. And so they decided they maybe needed to take the stone out. But they were left with a wonderful soup that everyone tucked into. But they were only able to do that because why were they able to tuck into a nice soup? Well, they made it, but why were they able to make the soup? Why did it go from just being stone soup to being nice vegetable soup with tomatoes in it? What do you think, Ellie? Because everybody put their vegetables in. Everybody shared. And because everybody shared, the travellers who arrived with nothing had a nice meal to sit down to. And that's one of the really important things we have to think about at harvest, is as well as saying thank you to those who produce all our produce, is to think about how we best use that produce and how we can share what we have. Now, I said we were going to make some soup, didn't I? I wasn't joking. We are going to make some soup. Oh, but not with that. I've got a big bag of ingredients here. Right, where am I? Proper size pan. Oh, thanks. Does anybody want to help me? Oh, Daisy, you come. Sure, you can come and help me, Daisy. Right, you'll need an apron. Okay, we'll put your apron on. There we go. And we'll fold this up a little bit. I'm going to turn around so I can tie you in. Don't turn around and I'll tie you in. There we go. Don't want to get me. Now. Okay, right, here we go. I think I'll give you the wooden spoon. Are you all right to hold the wooden spoon? Right?
Yes.
Okay, right, we've got the salt and the pepper. And, okay.
Is that honey?
No. What do you put in the soup to make it taste really tasty?
Oil.
Soup makers?
Stock.
Stock. Right, but we need some basic ingredients, don't we? So I've got some things to make some. But we need to start off with, I like to make soup. I don't know if this is what everybody else does. I like to brown my onions before I make the start. Yeah, yeah. So what we'll do is we'll turn that thingy. We're on a bit of a healthy eating thing at home, so it's the one fry. Can I borrow your spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll add some onions. Onions in the soup, yeah. We'll add some onions. Okay. We'll give them a quick wee stir. Do you want to come over and give them a wee stir? Now watch, because it's quite warm. Okay. Right, what else are we going to add to the soup? We've got onions. What else, Callum? Carrots. Yeah. I've got, so here's some that I prepared earlier. Well, I'll just tip these in, do you think, or I'll put some in. Maybe not them all, because it's not that big a pot. Right, what else do you think we could maybe add? I don't actually have potatoes. I'll get neep. Will neep do instead?
Okay.
Neep, eh? Neep be okay in the soup? Okay, right, we'll put some neep in as well. You can. Well, and the final ingredient that I've got going into the soup I was going to make was, these here. I've got some, can I get past you here a second? I've got some leek. Leek into the soup as well, do you think?
Yeah.
Now, can I borrow your spoon just a second? I'll put some leek in as well. There we go. Now, that's going to need a big old stir.
That
look good, does it? Right. What Carol doesn't know is that she's in charge of this soup for the rest of the service. Right, will we add the stock?
Yeah.
Maybe if you stand back just a little bit, because this is warm. We'll add the stock. Oh, listen to that. Oh, just put it all in. There we go.
You put a lot of stock in.
I did put a lot of stock in, but maybe we'll need it because there's lots of vegetables in there. Well, maybe add some pepper?
Yeah.
Pepper.
I like pepper.
Oh, you like pepper? Okay. There's pepper. Maybe a wee bit extra salt?
Yes.
Although healthy people out there don't look. There we go. Now. Right, that's our soup on. This is ours for lunch. Will we have this at lunchtime?
Yeah.
Do you think so? I think it'll be ready. Do you think it'll be ready by the end of the church? It will be, won't it? So, Carol, can I leave you in charge of this? The stock was quite warm when I put it in, so it won't take long to boil. But maybe if you could just kind of keep a wee eye on it. Right. Excellent, excellent. So that's us. We're going to make our own, we've made our own harvest soup. And the great thing is that the onions, the tatties, the neep, the carrots and the leek were all grown in Scotland because it is our own harvest soup. It's fantastic. Anyway, I will leave you with that. I'll tidy this quickly up. We're going to sing another one of my favourite songs. And it just is a great song to sing at harvest because it's reminding us just how great God is, because God has given us so much lovely things. So we're going to sing Our God is a Great Big God, which is on one of the bits of paper on the inside of your order of service. You want me to take that off, Davy? There we go. There you go. Thank you for your help. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. He holds us in his hand. Callum volunteered to be on our reading rota, and so it's just lovely that he's going to lead us in our readings this morning. I'll leave Callum to introduce them. Oh, sorry, I need to switch this on. My fault, I'm supposed to switch that on for you. There you go.
Praise to God who made the world. My whole being praise the Lord. My God, you are very great. You are clothed with glory and majesty. You wear light like a robe. You stretch out the skies like a tent. You build the room above the clouds. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers. Flames of fire are your servants. You built the earth on its foundations so it can never be moved. You covered the earth with oceans. The water was above the mountains, but your command, the water rushed away. When you gave your orders like thunder, it hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank, the water went to the places you made for it. You set borders for the seas that they cannot cross. The water will never cover the earth again. You make springs pour in the ravines. They flow between the mountains. They water all the wild animals. The wild donkeys come there to drink. Wild birds make nests by the water. They sing among the tree branches. You water the mountains from above. The earth is fully of things you made. You made the grass for cattle and vegetables for the use of man. You make food grow from the earth. You give us wine that makes happy hearts. And you give us oil which makes our faces shine. You give us bread that gives us strength. The Lord's trees have plenty of water. They are the cedar trees of Lebanon, which he planted. The birds make their nests there. The stork's home is in the fir trees. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The rocks are hiding places for the badgers. You make it dark and it becomes night. Then all the wild animals creep around. The lions roar as they attack. They look to God for food. When the sun rises, they leave. They go back to their dens to lie down. The people go to work and they work until evening. Lord, you have made many things. With your wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your riches. Look at the sea, so big and wide. Its creatures, large and small, cannot be counted. Ships travel over the ocean, and there is the sea monster Leviathan, which you made to play there. All these things depend on you to give them their food at the right time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good food. When you turn away from them, they become frightened. When you take away their breath, they die and turn into dust. When you breathe on them, they are created. When you make the land new again, may the glory of the Lord be forever. May the Lord enjoy what he has made. He just looks at the earth and it shakes. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my Lord as long as I live. May my thoughts please him. I am happy in the Lord. Let sinners be destroyed from the earth. Let the wicked people live no longer. My whole being, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Growing seed. Jesus went on to say, the kingdom of God is like this. A man scatters seed in his field. He sleeps at night and is up and about during the day. And all the while, the seeds are sprouting and growing, yet he does not know how it happens. The fruit, the first tender stalk appears. Then the ear, and finally the ear full of corn. When the corn is ripe, the man starts cutting it with his sickle because harvest time has come.
Amen. Well done, Karen. Thank you, Callum. You did really very well there. That was a long psalm to read and you did it brilliantly. Thank you so much. We're going to stand and sing together a new song to us all. It's called 10,000 Reasons. And again, you'll find it on a sheet of paper inside your order of service. You'll find it actually goes on two sides. So if you start with the side that's got the title 10,000 Reasons underlined, and then we can flip over. Very grateful to Jan, Ben and Adam for helping accompany us along with Emily as we learn this new song together. I hope you enjoy it. It's certainly a song I've been enjoying listening to over the last wee while. So 10,000 Reasons. Bless the Lord, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Thank you, and well done. You're very good at picking up some of the new hymns and the new songs, so thank you for that. I want to talk now a little bit about the Christian Aid Harvest appeal for this year. And I'm just going to put a wee picture up here. If you can't see it very clearly, please come and have a look on your way through for your soup after the service. But it's a poster that shows some ladies, one of which is Aster. And Aster lives in, and these ladies, they live in Ethiopia. And as a woman, Aster has had a difficult life. No matter how hard she worked, she never seemed to be able to save enough money to support her family. But Aster has a special group of friends who are important to her, and they're called the Women's Group, and that's the ladies that we have here. And the Women's Group work together to support each other. They run a shop together, which is powered by the sun. They sell goods like water and soap for the whole village to enjoy. Aster and her friends are now able to make money for their families, and they're proud of what they're achieving together. Aster's daughter, Agar, feels more powerful too now. There was no electricity in Aster's house, and Agar, aged 11, had to rely on dirty fuels like kerosene lamps to do her homework by. And this filled her house with smoke, and it was damaging her health. But thanks to people who support Christian Aid and the project that have then supported these women, she now has a solar lamp. And she says, now we are able to do our homework at any time, and there's no problem with smoke in our eyes. The new solar lamp has given Agar the power to reach her potential, and she's determined to finish school. And smiling, she says, I want to be a teacher and teach maths. Aster and her friends are already working together to overcome all kinds of challenges. And we, at this harvest time, have an opportunity to stand alongside Aster and her friends, because the money that we give to the Harvest Appeal will help many more women like Aster to support each other, and more children like Agar to get their homework done by a solar lamplight. Simple actions can be transformational. The transformation of a dry, small seed into a vibrant green plant is amazing. And the process even now seems beautifully mysterious. Despite all we know about it, we can still be in awe and look at the mystery of how a small seed can grow into some of the wonderful things that we have in front of us today. Communities like Aster's in Ethiopia are vulnerable to climate change, but at the same time, they show ingenuity and creativity, as the shop that they run shows us. And by developing more than one source of income and by using solar energy, they're able to ensure that their children have the opportunity to have their lives transformed. Now, the growth of a seed depends on so much. It depends on the ecology of soil, of climate, and of us as the humans to intervene and do what we can to nurture them along. And it symbolises the extraordinary ways in which we find ourselves dependent on one another, not only in our local community, but in the global community too. So many vital connections necessary to secure life, and the complexity is too great to capture. And so Jesus does something in this little reading we heard from Mark's Gospel. Jesus compares the kingdom to the seed. Our actions and those of the women in our harvest story may seem small and vulnerable, but there's such a powerful direction that God has set. Justice is coming as our individual actions take root and bring change. The kingdom can come if we all play our part, and simple actions can be transformational. For example, last year's Christian Aid Harvest Appeal raised funds for a project in Malawi to support farmers growing pigeon seeds, pigeon peas, a variety of pea that is extremely hardy and doesn't require just a huge amount of water to grow. The project supported by Christian Aid has helped transform the lives of many farmers by giving them the business skills to enable them to make a profit out of their crops, rather than being exploited by unscrupulous middlemen. The project, because of the success of the Harvest Appeal last year, was fully funded, and fully funded by folks like you and I, making a contribution to that appeal. Lives were transformed by our actions. And what we do when we give to Christian Aid is transformational. The way they work is to work on the ground with local people and local projects to help bring about change, long-term change in communities that really need it. And so we can only hope that this year's appeal can be as successful. One of the things to note that for the Harvest Appeal, and I think the Indonesian Appeal, is that whatever we give is multiplied another five times by the government. And so for every pound that we give, that becomes £6. Every £5 becomes £30. And so we can, a little bit, play our part in some quite transformational work. And so I'd encourage you, if you can, this harvest, to think about giving generously to the Christian Aid Appeal. And know that by doing so, you will be helping bring the kingdom closer to some of those in our world who wonder just how far away it might be. Let's continue to worship God in our offering. Let us pray. Lord God, you never stop giving. You desire good for all creatures, not just to satisfy our physical hunger, but the hunger too of our soul. As you revealed yourself fully in Christ, we come to see the depth of your love for all people. In gratitude, we bring you these gifts. We offer money for the upkeep of the church's work and gifts for the safeguarding of your people, especially the hungry and vulnerable. May we show gratitude too in the ways we live our lives, that we may play our part in bringing to fulfillment the harvest of your kingdom. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. We stand to sing again, and this time our hymn is 137, All Things Bright and Beautiful, All Creatures Great and Small, 137. Come to God with our prayers of thanksgiving and for others. I forgot to mention earlier on that the Big Scott breakfast on Friday was a huge success, and that we raised £720 for the STV Children's Appeal. So a huge thank you to the team who helped pull all that together, and a big thank you to those who went along and supported it. That's another example of how us all playing our part, we can achieve a lot together. Callum, you had a little prayer that you wanted for harvest, didn't it? You wrote last week when you were in jam. Do you want to come and share your little prayer with us? And then I'll lead us into another prayer.
Trees of energy for all the apples to grow.
Thank you. And you brought lots of apples with you, didn't you? Yes, you had a huge crop of apples, and that's fantastic to see them. Thank you. Thank you. To take a little seat. Let's come to God in prayer. God of creation, as we sing the joyful hymns and admire the harvest display, give us compassion and understanding which moves beyond our dismay at the increased prices in our shops, into prayer and active concern for those whose livelihood depends on the harvest in all its forms. We pray for the women and families of Alduba Village and Chali Village in Ethiopia. God of the harvest, hear our prayer. We pray for people around the world who work together to support themselves and their communities. God of the harvest, hear our prayer. And we pray with Christian Aid partners and all those working to make a difference. God of the harvest, hear our prayer. And we pray for our own communities in Cults, Fieldside and Miltimber and in the city of Aberdeen. God of the harvest, hear our prayer. And we pray for ourselves, our needs, our questions, our dreams. God of the harvest, hear our prayer. God of the harvest, make us cheerful givers. Accept our thanks and hear our prayers. Gift us today your love and your blessing. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is a great hymn of thankfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Hymn 153 in your hymn books. From this place, may we be ever grateful for those who bring in our harvest and provide for us. May we be ever thoughtful of those who need us and for us to share our bounty. And may you know God's love this week, the peace of Jesus and the presence of the Holy Spirit. May it be with you always.